have nothing invested in anybody, you don't really care whether they make it or not. I'm on, but I don't hear myself. I didn't anyway. And that is what we've got to get. We as a church, we as a people, we've got to get past that. We had that going on back in the day when I was living in the project. We were all looking out for someone. I could eat at Brother Charles' house. He could eat at my house. We watched cartoons at Pee Wee, somebody really named Pee Wee, at Pee Wee's house. His mama used to have us lined up like little soldiers and stuff. And we knew not to make no noise because you're going to get kicked out. And but folks, you know, society has become a lot more selfish.
Amen.
Amen. In other words, I'm going to get mine. My children going to graduate. It's up to you whether yours graduate or not. But we don't have that luxury as a people to not help out somebody else. And that was one of the keys when I heard about these people investing money and time into one another. I said, well, that's why this church is so successful. Not only were they investing money and time in one another, naturally it was given to the church as well. And but that's not all of it, saints of God. It's another piece to that. And I was thinking about this last night because I already had my notes ready for the continuation of talking about the Holy Spirit. And the other part, and this is a very serious part, and this is another part that we have problems with, is respect for authority.
Amen.
Amen. We tend not to respect those that are in authority, and neither do our children respect those that are in authority. Some of these teachers could tell you stories that will make the hair stand up on the back of your neck. The children come out and use profanity in the class, and then they tell you what their mama gonna do to you when she come out. And they come out and raise sand. Now, they won't come to a PTA meeting. Y'all finally activated. Won't come to PTA or SAC, but they'll come out to cuss a teacher out because quote unquote, you ain't treat little Bubba right. But I tell you, if we don't discipline, somebody else will. And the law enforcement are not going to kid glove him.
All right.
Amen. And so we've got to get back to some basics and respect for one another. We don't even respect for one another. I grew up in a generation where the music was different. I lack hip hop. But I don't lack how they degrade and downgrade our women.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And then I don't like the way our women accept it because I have my windows down. They playing that same stuff.
Yeah.
So they've lowered your self-respect. Now you don't even respect yourself, and that's what you expect to hear. And we got to get away from that. And you might say, well, Reb. That ain't none of your business. Well, everything you do, if you are a member, is my business.
Amen.
That's why we commit to God and we commit to a church, because we say that I need help with my life, help with learning the Word of God, and help becoming mature. Now, you're not going to hear a sermon like this every week, but sometimes you just some stuff need to be straightened out.
Amen.
Amen. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians. Thank you, Jesus. If I get through with that, y'all might not want to hear no more teaching today. They just let us go. Thank you, Lord. But respect for authority is so important. In other words, I'm localizing the authority to the church, but we're talking about authority in general. We've got to get back to it. We were always raised to say yes, sir, and no, ma'am. And I've told our leadership, that's what you need to start calling people, sir and ma'am. Yes, sir, no, ma'am. And that is a sign of respect.
Yes, it is.
Amen. I call people much younger than me, sir. And that's a sign of respect. We got to get back to that. We got to train our children how to do that. Once again, do not feel condemned if you're not at that point. Yeah, you can get there if you want to get there. But what's going on now, saints, ain't working.
All right.
What's going on in our society and in these inner cities that we're living in, it is not working.
Amen.
It's not working. And it's not for a lack of money, because annually there's trillions of dollars that flow through inner cities, but it stays for only about an hour. Cause we love ourselves some malls and some other stores, and so as soon as we get a dollar, we going to somewhere to spend that money. Y'all know it's the truth. Amen. We're going to ride by four or five stores. I can remember when Miss Daisy and Elder Cecil had a print shop with excellent photos and figurines. Folks would ride by there, buy the same thing at the mall for twice the price. And the frame was not nowhere as good as what the Odoms had. But see, we've been brainwashed to think that if we did it, it ain't right. And so basically, we don't trust one another.
Amen.
We got to get past that. And I don't expect for one sermon to change your point of view, but I want you to start thinking about it anyway. And then the Word of God will change your point of view if you want to change. Now, it depends upon your age. You know, if you're young, you probably don't really, you know, this is probably going in one ear and coming out of the other. But at some point, it will bounce back to you. It may be 20 years from now, and you will remember it. Y'all found 1 Thessalonians? Amen. Everybody got a Bible? Amen. Y'all check everybody and make sure that they got a Bible, because I need for you to read this. Amen. I'm not here to entertain. I don't hoop. But I might holler, but I don't hoop. Yeah. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And it says, verse 12. And it says, and we beseech you, brethren. That word beseech to me is like an urgent appeal, or almost a begging. We beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you or correct you. Amen. And to esteem them not highly, but very highly. Amen. In love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. And see, that's the way leadership is meant to be. In the church. Now, most of the people will honor and respect the office of the pastor. But when it comes to elders and deacons, you feel like, you know, hey, you know, they ain't been an elder for about 3 months, you know. Now they're telling me what to do? That ain't what the Word of God says. Amen. It says to give them high respect. See, because we don't understand authority. It's called especially delegated authority. Amen. Here's how it works. You know, God is in charge. Jesus is in of everything. Jesus is in charge of the church. The Holy Ghost, along with Jesus, have set the fivefold ministries in each one of these buildings around here that we call churches. Amen. And I stand in the office of pastor teacher. And so that authority, I'm the under shepherd of Jesus. And I have folks in the area of elders and department leaders that represent me. And so the thing that we don't understand is that when you disrespect one of these elders, it's just like you, you know, if you disrespect the elder, you have taken it all the way up to the chain of command to the Father. Amen. And see, we don't understand that, saints of God. You think that you're just talking to a person. It's more than just a person. Amen. And that kind of rebellion, you know, will cost you. It really will. Now, on the other hand, our leaders must be worthy of that call. Amen. And so if you in leadership and don't love people, let me know so I can, you know, put you in a place where you don't have no contact with people. You know, just patrolling the parking lot after the people come in. Glory to God. Because you have to like people and you got to be patient with people. Everybody that come, I always tell us, you know, everybody that come to church, it's not going to be dressed like you are, smell like you are, think like you are, know the word like you are, but we're going to love everybody. And if you want your life to be successful, we will teach you how to do it through the word of God. It's not going to be a 24-hour change, and so we don't have no rocks to throw at you. But I guarantee you, if you stick with it, your life will change and change for the better. Amen. Go to Romans chapter 13. Talking about respect. First thing is that you got to care about one another. Second thing is that you have to respect the authority in the church. Amen. You don't be cussing no supervisors out. Well, you can one time. That'll be it. You go home and tell your wife, well, I cussed the supervisor out. She pregnant and you got the car note due and the house note due. She looking at you like you crazy. When you come back in here tomorrow, you better have something. Glory to God. Amen. Romans chapter 13, verse 1 and 2. Let every soul be subject unto higher powers. We're in Romans chapter 13, verse 1 and 2. For there is no power but of God. The powers that are that be are ordained of God. Amen. I can do nothing. The elders can do nothing if it was not for God. Got to understand that. And we're not tripping. As far as I know, and y'all let me know if I'm wrong. I welcome you to tell me, but you got to have some solid proof, not what you lack and don't lack. But you know, it's got to be a strong case. But you got to understand, saints of God, is that bucking authority messes us up at a church. See, it would be okay if it affect you, but the bad apple affects the whole barrel of apples. Amen. Now, if it was just an apple just sitting on the table by itself, that's okay, but you in the barrel. Amen. So you affect all of us. Your lack of respect, your blatantness affects everybody that's in Vicar Christian Center. That's the thing we don't understand. Like that handful of folks in the wilderness, it affected what? Everybody. Those 12 spies, 10 people changed the life of 2 million people. Out there crying, talking about we grasshoppers. God and say, this your property, just go and take it. They talking about the giants in the land and all that other foolishness. 10 people. Caused 2 million people to miss it. Goodness. And so you can see, that's what I'm saying, is that everybody affects us. That's, you know, that's in the barrel that's called Vicar Christian Center. Whether whatever position you are in, you have an impact on all of us. Amen. So don't forget that. Don't think your rebelliousness is just isolated. You will contaminate the whole church. Got to understand that, saints. Very important. Whoso therefore resisteth the power, resist the ordinance of God, And they that resist shall receive to themselves, damnation, a condemnation. Amen. So anytime you get mad and you feel like you want to cuss the elder out, think about it first. And elders, you need to also think before you reciprocate of what's happening. Because now you ruin your reputation over with somebody else. Amen. And that ain't an easy thing to do. Yeah. Amen. You think it's easy pastoring in the natural? I have to have divine help. Yes, amen. If it wasn't divine help, you think I could have made it 25 years? My goodness. Amen. We had an opportunity. I remember we had an opportunity to go. The church had an opportunity to go on a TV show. It was like during the week. And everybody coming up with all of these excuses. Now, we take time off to go to the dentist, the doctor. You go to court for Pookie and Ray Ray during the daytime. You take off to go to the cell over at Ellington. But, you know, the things of God, that was just too much. Didn't say nothing about it. Just let it roll. But that's how it is, you know. We miss opportunity because we really don't respect the authority. We say we do, but it ain't about what we say. It's about what we do. Amen. It's about our actions, thanks to God. 1 Peter chapter 5. And I watch these churches. I'm telling you. The respect for authority is astounding in these places. These folks are not successful for a reason. Amen. Well, no 24 hours of fasting got them successful. Folks doing the word. And that can happen here or anywhere else. 1 Peter. Chapter 5. Ushers, y'all can be seated. I hear some pages. I'll wait just for a moment. First Peter chapter 5, verse 5 says, "Likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elders." All right. And that's a hard thing to do when you're young. Because when you're young, you think you know everything in the whole wide world. You don't figure out that you didn't know it until you get almost 40. And then you realize how much time you wasted, you know, chasing after the wrong man or the wrong woman or the wrong idea. And you realize, man, I wish I had them 20 years back, but they gone. Amen. And that's why we try to teach people so you don't waste. I don't know about y'all. Y'all don't have 20 years to waste, 15, 30 years to waste. Amen. We need to make every day count, thanks to God. "Likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elders. All of you be subject one to another." Amen. Amen. We should be self-checked. Amen. Somebody should be able to come to you and in love, and not based upon their personal preference or anything, but to say something that is obviously wrong. Amen. Amen. And you receive it. Amen. Amen. It's hard for folks to get correction, but Jesus said you got to love correction. You cannot grow as a Christian if you don't want nobody to correct you. Amen. And that's part of the problem, is that nobody wants to be corrected. You ain't going to tell me what to do. You know why? Y'all know why? Tell me. Because I'm grown. Ask that bunch out in the wilderness what grown will do for you. It'll cost you something. Amen. I'm saying this because I love you. Amen. I want to see all of us make it. And that's the thing about it, thanks to God. As we were saying Wednesday, There is enough prosperity for all of us to eat and not have to be scheming to get it. Amen. The way it ought to work in church is you come in and you don't have a pot to cook in. The word of God changed your life. Now you got money in your pocket. Amen. That'll change. Not going to be overnight, but it'll change. It will change. So many testimonies in here that how the word of God has changed people's lives. But we got to do it God's way. Once again, it says, be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. For God resisted the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Amen. He gives grace to who?
The humble.
What does it mean to be humble? Amen. All of that. 6, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. If you doing what you're supposed to do, God will elevate you. Amen. You don't have to be trying to hook and crook or what have you. God will elevate you. Just be patient, because your head will mess with you. Your head will mess with you. You know, somebody will come, you say, man, I've been here 8 years, and they've been here 6 months. They already got that. That's the position I wanted. Just keep on, just stay focused. Stay in your lane. Amen. God will give you something better than what you thought you wanted.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So stop trying to scheme to get stuff. And let's fall under God's plan. My. And then he says in verse 7, casting some of your care upon him, all your care upon him, for he careth for you. So you may ask, he said, well, not pastor. I know some of these leaders. You ain't grew up with them, but I know them. You know, and they used to be some notorious, whatevers. But so that's what God is telling you. He said, don't you worry about that. Just cast your care. Just cast your care on me. Amen. Let me handle it. Let me handle it. Glory to God. So that, you know, how do we know that our leader's going to act right? Verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. And it says in verse 8, be sober, clear-headed, you know, straight-minded. Be vigilant. Why do I need to have a clear mind at all times? Why do I need to be vigilant on guard at all times? Because your adversary, the devil, amen, not your husband, not Pookie, not Ray Ray, not white folks, not the Puerto Ricans or the Jews, but your adversary, the devil, letting you know who the crook is.
Yeah.
Now, he'll use Pookie. He'll use Ray Ray. He'll use whoever. Some folks are volunteer. Because your adversary, the devil, as, underline the word, as a roaring lion, didn't say he was a lion, acting like a lion, as a lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. In other words, if he could get everybody, he wouldn't be walking around looking to see who he can get. He will be just like a real lion picking out what he wants.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. So you don't ever have to be afraid of no devil.
Amen.
In other words, he said, as a roaring lion, you know, it's a kitty cat. A kitty cat with a roar. As a roaring lion. He ain't no roaring, but he acting like a roaring lion, but he ain't all of that. My goodness. Fooling people. Keep your finger there. We might come back. I don't know. Go to Isaiah. chapter 1. He said, well, when are we going to have communion, Pastor? When it's time. I'm going to show you what the enemy's desire is. Remember what it says in 1 Peter 5:8? What did it say? As a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Always looking for somebody. Looking for the weak. Weak-minded. Somebody easy persuaded. Somebody that won't study the word of God. Somebody just going to do it their way. It says in Isaiah 1:20, I'm going to give you the blessing part, but I'm also going to show you the B part of the record. Now, when I was a kid, they had vinyl records. They had albums, and they had what we call 45. And on the A side was the hit. And on the B side was the song. It was all right. Sometimes the B part was a little better than the A, though. So I'm going to give you the A part first, but I'm going to flip it over and let you see the B part as well. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19 says, now if, everybody say if. See, everything is with God is your choice. God will not make you do anything. He won't make you stop smoking, drinking, fornicating, lying, cheating, stealing, snorting dope, smoking weed. He ain't gonna make you stop doing none of that. You have to, you know, you will do that on your own. If you fall in love with God, you'll do it on your own. Amen. Amen. And so we welcome fornicators, liars, cheaters, weed smokers. If you stay under the word of God, you'll stop doing that. You'll stop doing all of that. Amen. If you're serious about it, I ain't talking about dibbling and dabbing, like you go through Burger King through the drive-thru. You know, every now and then you drive through, you know, get a little service, put some time in, say, well, you know, I was in church. No, you have to make a concerted effort that I'm coming to as many services as possible, because I know what I'm doing now is not working. You know, I don't have no money. I'm depending on some man that I really don't even like. He don't treat me right. But, you know, I ain't got to pay no money at his house. So you're kind of stuck. That ain't living. If you be willing and obedient. Look at your neighbor. Says two parts to that. You got to want to do it, and then you got to do it. Amen. Willing and obedient. A lot of people willing, but they don't obey. A lot of people obey, but they ain't willing. You got to put both of them together or it won't work, thanks to God. You have to work the word of God exactly like the word of God is written, or it will not work. It ain't like you making your cake and you going to put a little this, that, or that, you know, this, that, and the other in it. You have to work it like God say work it, or it won't work. If you be willing and obedient, the word of God says you shall eat the good of the land. Now, this is a rhetorical question, does not require an answer. If you feel like shout not one, I will receive it. My question to everybody in this house this morning, are you eating the good of the land? Yes. Amen. If you're not, guess what? Either you're not willing and or obedient. Amen. Christianity is simple. It ain't about your sins that get you in trouble with God. You know, you get saved. You know, you can get your sins taken care of. It is will you obey my word after that? See, it ain't God that's getting you. You getting yourself. What happens is that you now open yourself up to the attack of the enemy. He now has a right to get you, because you have stepped out from under the umbrella of God. Yeah. It's like we're standing in the parking lot and it's raining. And I got me a nice old golf umbrella. Man, ain't nothing get wet but the bottom of my shoes. You know, the whole two or three people under there. Now, as long as you stay under that umbrella, you're going to stay dry. But you say, well, no, I'm gonna get in that car. By the time you get in your car, you're going to be soaked. Your hairdo is going to be gone. Everything going to be gone. And that's what we do. We run out from under the umbrella of God. And now we are now subject to the enemy because as a roaring lion, glory to God, he's seeking whom he may devour. And everybody that comes out from under the umbrella, still going to heaven, but you're going to have hell while you're here on earth. Amen. And he going to be on top of you, saints of God. You have to understand that's true for all of us. It ain't no y'all sermon. This is a us sermon. We all have to do the right thing. If you be willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. Then verse 20, the B side of it says, but if you refuse and rebel, I ain't going to do it, and I'm going to be rebellious about it. I'm going to roll my eyes at your rib. Amen. I ain't putting nothing in. You certainly ain't getting nothing for pastor's anniversary. Matter of fact, I don't even know why we have a pastor's anniversary. Pastor appreciation. I don't appreciate you. Who thought of that? But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured. 1 Peter 5:8. You shall be devoured as a roaring lion. He's looking. He's looking to see. That's who we can get. Amen. All the rebellious folks. Amen. They refuse to do the word. Glory to God. If you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. In other words, it is gospel. Well, it's gospel. God has said it, and we got to do it God's way. Amen? Amen. Glory to God. I just needed to add that in this morning. And one other thing that I want to say, I want to remind everybody, and I should do this more often. I'll start to do it. At Vicar Christian Center here, we have and I guess every church does, we have a mission. Our mission is very simple. Go to Hebrews chapter 11. And then we're going to go to another verse. My goodness, we are going to have to say the benediction after communion. Well, we won't charge you but for one service, though. Amen. Did we take up an offering? We got a lot of stuff to do. I don't have to be like Brother Charles. Have to pay for what we think the offering was going to be. Forgot to take it up. He ever wrote you that check yet, by the way? Glory to God. This is our foundation scripture for Vicar Christian Center Church, Hebrews 11:6. Oops. I can quote it, but I just wanted to go there. And it says, are you there? From now on, every member ought to know this. This is the scripture the church has found that on Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, but without faith or with no faith, it is impossible or not possible to please him. Above the word him, write God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Amen. You got to believe that God is not somewhere in some solar system far, far away. Amen. You got to believe that he is. And that he is a rewarder. God is not out in the business to punish us. Our rebellion and our sins open up the door for the devil to get us. It's not God that's getting us. You know how easy it is for God to get us? All he got to do is change one little element in your body. You can't even find your car in the parking lot. You're walking, you put it on everybody's car door. God is not out to get us. It's the enemy. John 10:10 said, it's the thief that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Yeah. Jesus said that I have come that they who? Mankind can have life, Zoe, the God kind of life, and have it more abundantly. So it's not God. When you met, I've heard people say, oh, well, God, you know, God got me, you know, I didn't do right. No, God ain't trying to get you. You better be glad God ain't trying to get you. Amen. God know how to get you. It's the thief that's the author of sickness and disease and destruction and all this wildness and drugs that's in our community. It's the thief. It's not God trying to get you. You're getting yourself because you got out from under the umbrella. Now, 1 Peter 5:8 comes into play. You know, he sees somebody he can devour because we've gotten ourselves out from under the protection. Now, you're going to get devoured. You'll end up in heaven, but, you know, that ain't a good way to get there. That's not a good way to get there. For he that come to God must believe that he is, that he is, that he is, that he is, and that he is rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Boy, so, and what I'm trying to tell you here is that if you want God, if you want God in your life, if you want change in your life, God is the answer. But you got to be diligently about coming. That means I'm coming on Wednesday. I ain't spending all that time over my girlfriend's house or who house. I'm coming to hear the word of God because I'm trying to change my life. Amen. So it's so very important. Now, our mission statement is basically we are here to make disciples so that we can change lives. Amen. Go to Matthew 28, and I'm going to close. We're going to see our offering, and we'll close with communion. Matthew 28, the Gospel of Matthew. Amen. Like there's another Matthew. Depending upon what kind of Bible you have, you might have a subtext in this area. It's called the Great Commission. Goodness, goodness, goodness. Praise God. Y'all getting anything out of this?
Yeah.
Amen. It's good stuff. If you see, you have to learn how to control your emotions. You can't be emotion led about everything. That's why many of us left home too early. We emotion led. Ain't want nobody to tell us what to do. You thought it was easy out there. You think it's fun, you know, at Pookie House, but it's a cost to be at Pookie House. Amen. Stay up late as I want. I'm like, Pookie's okay. It's a cost. It's going to cost you. And I know you think you can write them checks. Don't fool yourself now. A lot of us did. Thank God for mercy. Amen. So you can't, when it's all said and done, you can't say, nobody didn't tell you. Because the Father going to say on October the 1st, in the year 2017, Pastor Claude S. Williams, C-Dub, whatever you want to call, told you, but you didn't listen. The Great Commission, Matthew 28:16. Then the 11 disciples went away unto Galilee, unto a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. They worshipped him, but some doubted. There's always going to be some doubters in the camp. That's why the majority has to be in lockstep and not allow the doubters to contaminate the whole barrel. Amen. And Jesus came and spake unto them and said, all power, everybody say all power, is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Goodness. That's a dynamic statement. All power. Raising from the dead power. Casting out devil power. Glory to God. Prosperity power. Healing of the sick power. All power. He said it was given to me by who? By the Father. Yes. My goodness. Now he told the church, now go you therefore, in other words, I'm giving you this power, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Yeah. We just had a baptism. We're going to start another list. If you haven't been baptized, we'll be glad to do it. And what else are we going to do? Teaching them to observe all things. Whosoever I have commanded, whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, he says, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Jesus is with you when? Amen. Amen. And, you know, we sing songs. I mean, it's songs I like I need you. Jesus, I need you every hour. I really don't have to sing that because he already done told me he's not going. He with me to the end of the world. Look at your neighbor and say, he with you. Amen. See, we got to have a physical presence and for us to think that somebody with us. Amen. You can have people in your house and be by yourself. You could be in a bad relationship and it's just like ain't nobody in the house. I'm serious. Some people know what I'm talking about. It ain't about, you know, a physical person. We got a divine presence with us always. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So we got a commission. That's what these disciples are all about. We're not here just to look pretty, drive our nice little vehicles and stuff. Amen. But we are here to take the gospel outside these four walls because everybody, some people will. Most people are not going to just walk through the door automatically. Amen. You got to take it to the streets. Yes. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. And as we get better at that, you'll find more and more people from the north, the south, and the east, and the west will be coming through these doors. Amen. Glory to God. Because people want their needs to get filled. Folks are looking for something. They want their needs to get filled. And what has happened in our churches is that we've allowed the power of God not to be there because there's always foolishness going on. Amen. You know, and you have to be even careful now with Facebook, all this gossiping, all this foolishness going on. I mean, Facebook is all right, but use it for the right thing. Amen. Don't let nobody contaminate your heart or get in between your ears and mess with your head. Amen. Don't let folks rent space in your mind. They will wear you out. Amen. You'll be free and don't even know you're free. My. Praise God. Us, as y'all come forth, we're going to receive an offering first. Then we'll close with communion. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I got blessed by myself. By the way, Mother Fletcher's address is 1751 27th Street. 1751 27th Street South. Just a few blocks up the road. If you want to, bring some food by for the family during the week, next week, you are certainly welcome to do so. Also, immediately after, there's going to be a meeting with the body of Christ to talk about the repast. And Elder Barbara will be leading that meeting. Thank you, Lord God.